Good morning, everybody. I think we'll get started. It's that appointed time. My name is Kurt Rome, and I'm university professor of horticulture at the University of Arkansas. But in my current role, I'm actually the Dean for International Education. In that role, I serve as the Senior International Officer for the University of Arkansas. This session is called Growing Global Citizens, Internationalizing Horticulture Curricula and Programs. Thank you very much for attending, and I want to also thank our speakers as we get started. The University of Arkansas is actually the home institution for J. William Fulbright. He graduated from the University of Arkansas. He came back and served as a faculty member, a president, before going on to serve a distinguished career in the U.S. Senate. And we live a lot at my institution. Every day I wake up thinking about what Fulbright would guide us. And he said perhaps one of the greatest powers of intellectual exchange is to convert nations into peoples and translate ideologies into human aspirations. We summarize that at my institution as peace through mutual understanding. Let me tell you about my personal experiences that maybe kind of have given the impetus for creating this session today. When I was an undergraduate student at the University of Arkansas studying horticulture, I was told, you don't need to go see anything. You don't need to go anywhere because everything about horticulture can be found probably in Arkansas, but not of Arkansas. You could go somewhere else in the United States. The United States is the center of it all. Now, that always kind of rubbed wrong with me because I had three siblings also at the University of Arkansas. They were all in the College of Arts and Sciences, and all three of them did study abroad experiences. That was part of their curriculum. It was part of their academic preparation for their academic careers. So I decided I had to create my own experiences, and I went and did things that in the early and mid-1970s you did. You know, I backpacked across Africa and across Europe and did that for several months. And I taught on my own, mostly by learning and seeing. And with that, you know, I had experiences like harvesting grapes in Switzerland. And then I got a faculty job at Washington State University, which is a very international university, and I found out that maybe I was ill-prepared. I knew my horticulture incredibly well. I was, I thought, a very good pomologist. I probably didn't know as much as I thought I knew at the time, but, you know, I was a green, wet-behind-the-ears professor. But all of a sudden, my first day in the classroom, I was facing a very culturally diverse classroom. In my first day of class, I probably had 12 nations represented in my introduction to plant sciences and introduction to horticulture classroom. All of a sudden, I was engaged in USAID projects and projects across the Southern Hemisphere, Africa, and Southeast Asia. And I was being asked to contribute to other projects. And I realized that I was maybe did not have the level of cultural competence that I should. And if I was to point fingers, I would point fingers back at the education system that had ill-prepared me. I was technically very well-versed. I was culturally incompetent. So I go to a couple statements to guide our thinking today. The first comes from a publication of Knight in 2008. Comprehensive internationalization has become one of the major forces impacting and shaping higher education for the 21st century. That's now. The most vital attribute in the world that we're about to enter is not critical thinking or fluency of another language. It's about whether we're able to see the world through another person's eyes. So these are things for us to consider in horticulture. A recent survey by the Association of International Education Administrators shows that nearly 50% of all universities included internationalization as a strategic high priority, and 25% included internationalization in their mission statement. This is even higher for Carnegie One research institutions, would be represented by most of our land-grant institutions. Our institutions have internationalization as a priority. So we can ask ourselves with self-reflection, does horticulture help achieve the institutional goals? Maybe we can ask the question, is internationalization really relevant to horticulture? My faculty didn't think so in the 1970s. But let's stop and look. The people that we serve, we have a very diverse cultural audience. And that's our audience that we serve. And it doesn't matter whether we're in ornamental floriculture, fruit and vegetable foods, or molecular biology. The agricultural workforce, and this is even stronger for the horticulture workforce, is a very culturally diverse workforce. And then maybe we stop and reflect for a moment to understand that our plants, the plants that we actually utilize in our disciplines, all come from, or a majority come from outside of the United States, as do our foods, with 53% of our fruits and 31% of our vegetables being imported, are produced by another culture and imported for our culture. Which, by the way, that's worth $18 billion and generates a $12 billion horticultural food deficit. If we kind of think then globally, what could we do as goals? We could set as goals curricula, opportunities, experiences, and to help develop a curricular or a campus climate within our departments that would create this kind of broad sense of the world in which our students are actually going to be working. The objectives and outcomes for this would be to develop cultural and global competencies. The strategies that we might use and that you're going to hear about from our following speakers will be to develop international contents within our own horticulture curricula, develop international experiences within our curricula, or develop international co-curricular experiences. So the noble and global goal would be to create competent, competitive, contributing global citizens. They just happen to be horticultural graduates. Now, with all of that, there seems to be really a disconnect between what the mission of universities are and actually how we're actualizing it. And I might state that maybe we in horticulture are part of this. Too few universities require study abroad experiences, causing our students to be ill-prepared to understand global environments, markets, consumers, and politics, and to work effectively with colleagues of various cultural backgrounds. It's one of the greatest disconnects in college learning that requires urgent and institutional attention. And hence, we have a workshop today to discuss that. If we think about what we could do in our horticulture curricula, we could add international outcomes, learning outcomes to our curricula. We could utilize internationally focused courses outside of our curriculum as components of our curriculum. We don't have to do it all ourselves, but there's aspects outside of our own curricula. We can add international learning activities to our courses. We can create internationally focused courses. We can utilize campus study abroad programs and courses and encourage our students to participate. Or we could develop and sponsor horticulturally focused international study abroad programs that are relevant to our degree programs, and I think we will hear about that. And we might also consider developing interinstitutional memorandum of understanding or international agreements to foster student and faculty mobility directly between our horticulture, our plant science unit, and those around the globe, so that we actually have adjunct faculty from other institutions and our faculty participate in other institutions, and we then bring very intentionally create relationships for mobility. So if we kind of look at the ACE model for internationalizing curriculum, the first thing we could do, the level one, would be to contain something inside of a course related to international, create a unit inside of a course that has international aspects, create international or intercultural elements that are integrated throughout or are the common thread throughout a course, create an entire course related to international horticulture or study abroad. And I think from our following speakers, we will hear about that. And I'll kind of end with these comments as inspiration and transformation. Global engagement holds the possibility of moving higher education forward. Comprehensive internationalization is a commitment through our own educational action throughout teaching, research, and missions of higher education that helps shape our institutional ethos, values, and touches the entire enterprise. We've got a distinguished panel of speakers today, Dr. Anne-Marie van der Zanden, Brian Trader, Carolyn Robinson, and Carl Mostenbacher. All have unique experiences and responsibilities at their own institutions, and I'll give a little more as we introduce them. As they're speaking, we'd like you to consider these questions. At the end, we'll have a panel discussion, and we'll have a group exercise. How could your curriculum support international education? How does your department sponsor or support horticultural study abroad programs? What kind of study abroad programs would fit your department? What decisions would go into the selection planning for a study abroad program that would be relevant to your curriculum? And what are the barriers that you may encounter in planning those kinds of experiences?